Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Port City Patriots. Welcome to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom! You know, the greatest hype man in the world is the Mad Hatter. He laughs at all my jokes. He keeps me on cue. You know, so he's the greatest. He got a haircut. He's still the Mad Hatter, but he had to get his mop topped.
Yeah, a little bit shorter.
I'm not sure I like that. We got to get you that hat to put on, and it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we start every show off with saying thank yous and happy birthday. Thank you to Todd and Marie Morrison. Just supporting the show. By the way, Celeste, I have a check. I'm going to leave it on your desk. But people who believe in our message and what we're saying, like Todd and Marie Morrison, Brian Overstreet, they support me and our mission. And I'm very grateful to them. Jeff Schatzman, it's just I'm flattered that anyone would care anything I have to say. Shout out to my godbrother, Reggie Henderson. He was inducted into the DJ Hall of Fame this past weekend in Birmingham. You know, oftentimes people use phrases like godbrother, godmother, not to mean it. I'm really a part of the family there. I've eaten with my family, my godmother, my godfather, they passed on. But Marcus and I are still included in that. Deborah Franks, my good brother Mario, took his mother out. I thought it was her birthday. It wasn't. It's just one of those moments that a man gets to spend with his mother, just going out and having a good time. Hey, listen, guys, while you have them, you should love them and not let that get away from you, these moments that you can have and make something special. Happy birthday to my brother Brad Duffy. My Lord, if I could tell you some of the stories and conversations I've had with Brad, we'll get FCC would run us off the air. But he's a fine man. He was also named the Shriner of the Year at the Abba Temple on Hit Road. So congratulations to him. Big shout out. Thank you to Jerry and Lisa Ripple. I ran into them when I was gallivanting with Todd and Paul Paycheck this afternoon. Ran into them. We were having lunch. And big shout out to them, big supporters of the show, big supporters of what we're trying to do in the community. And, you know, happy birthday to Nathaniel McCarty. He's the father of one of my friends, one of my coworkers. He turned 70 this past week. So happy birthday to them. Let's remember everybody. But also, an 11-year-old named Grayson Hovel raised $590 by selling sheets of coloring paper to classmates for 50 cents each. And in 3 days, he raised $590, and he donated it to the MPD K-9 unit. Those are the things that renews my hope in our future generations. I can't do the math. I failed math in the seventh grade. Ms. Thompson made sure of that at Palmer Pillins. But in 3 days, he raised $590 selling 50 cents sheets of paper to his classmates, and then he donated that money to the Mobile Police K-9 unit with Pat Hughes McKean over there leading the charge. That is what we want our young men and women, our boys and girls to do, is to have a higher calling in life, to have character and morality. This is what it's all about. And so big thank you, Grayson. You and your brand new haircut when I met you at headquarters. It looked great on you. Don't ever change. Happy birthday to Jason Powers, Freaky J, as we used to call him. You know, happy birthday to Steve Alexander. Scott Davis is a pawpaw, one of my good friends. He's a granddad now. It's hard to believe a man can be a pawpaw at 50, but he is, and he loves it. Hey. That baby's giving him the business.
Hey, Joe says, Chocolate Thunder.
Boom!
Let's go, JY.
That's it. That's Joe P. Hey, listen, the phone call-in line is 251-343-0106. Call in. Let us know what you have to say. And also, happy birthday to my friend, Josh, Give Me Them Ears, Jorger. I don't know if he's listening, but I want to tell him happy birthday. He's a good friend on the department where I work. But you guys heard me talk about a week ago when I bought those $15, $25 suits at the Antique Emporium off of Imogene Street. Well, I took them to my good friend, the tailor at Alumni Atelier at 6715 Old Shore Road. This is not a paid advertisement. He has done wonderful work for me. If you guys need alterations, if you need a custom suit, he's going to make some custom shirts for me to go with that Hart Schaffner Mark suit I bought for $25. Go by, see them. Alumni Atelier, 6715 Old Shore Road. Our tailors specialize in creating custom garments, sports apparel, and alteration services. You have to go see them. I can't wait to get my suit back. I can't wait till he makes those Egyptian cotton shirts for me with my initials on the sleeve. And so this will only be a suit I wear at funerals and weddings. It's a special occasion suit. So, you know, I talked to my godbrother Reggie on my way here, and tonight's topic is family. And Reggie says that family is important, and from my perspective of decreasing violent crime, but family is important in every aspect. And Reggie's point was family, someone you have to be held accountable to. And I talked about him earlier saying that I had godbrothers, Carlos, Reggie, Ron, that I was fortunate enough that our godparents, Marcus and I had godparents that really were our parents. We could see them and visit them even when we weren't with our mother and father. When we became older, we still would visit them. We would still call. They would always send us birthday gifts. And so family is important, even extended family. But Reggie said that family is important because it holds accountability. I used it as the phrase I use is don't embarrass the family. And so when we talk about decreasing violent crime, there has to be accountability and responsibility. So family is important in that foundation of what they teach the kids. Or what they are we going to be sports or entertainment focused? Or are we going to be moral-focused, education-focused? Will we focus on discipline? Talking to my brother Marcus on the way here also, you know, there has to be something in there where fathers and mothers are able to teach their children the right thing to do, and even when it's hard. Saying no sometimes is unpleasant. I remember my dad. You guys know he's been having some health issues. He's 91. He'll be 92 in September. But I remember him telling me, I always wondered if I was too hard on you or if there's the single finger salute. And it isn't that. It isn't that. Was I too hard or didn't I do enough? But sometimes a hard no is worth it later down the line. So we're coming up on our first break, but the topic tonight is family. And JY is not married. Chocolate Thunder is not married. Mr. Mobile isn't. I want to be because I want to be responsible to someone and answer to someone and someone answers to me. I've not been able to get it right. But because I am not a family man does not mean I don't see the value of family. I can tell you not to go to jail without ever going to jail. I can tell you not to steal without ever stealing. So when we come back from the break, we're going to get into why families are important. Thank you guys again for listening. Jerry and Lisa, enjoy your trip. Have a fun time. Todd and Paul, I know you guys are smoking on something. And to the professor, James Harrod, thank you for the nub. If I could smoke it in studio, I would be puffing on it right now. We'll be right back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Thank you, guys. Back, Port City Patriots, tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, presented by Neudrolics. My good friend Bob Slaughter and his family at Neudrolics don't have to sponsor the show. They're a multi-million dollar international corporation, but they believe in what we're saying. Tripp Pittman does not. He believes in family. He supports what we're saying. Eddie's Pawn Shop does not have to. They've been around 40 or 50 or 60 years, and they're located at 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653. Ed, Sandra, Braxton, J.J. Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly are there to serve whatever needs you have. If you need power tools, television, electronics, jewelry, they do everything. They cash checks. They don't babysit. They do everything besides babysits. And remember, go by and ask Braxton, can I touch your beard? Or if you want to, just give JJ a hug. Neudrolics, go by and see Street Jesus. Ask Wade Davis, is Street Jesus here or is Anna here? Because Anna's been there since the business was founded 50 years ago. Go by and see them and give them a hug also. Tell them Big Mahogany sent you. Chocolate Thunder, my bad, sent you. Youth Reaching Up Coast is a go. Thank you, Mad Hatter. The best hype man in the world is Mad Hatter. Youth Reach Gulf Coast is a Christ-centered residential home for young men aged 18 to 22. It is located in Somerdale, Alabama, on an 81-acre campus. They offer a year-long minimum full-service opportunity at no cost to the men or their families. At YRGC, young men and staff and families live, work, and enjoy life together. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents to know hope, be restored, and to belong. It is a voluntary commitment, but YRGC can and has worked with court system for young men. Through the year, the men receive biblical teaching and counseling, valuable life skills, and tools for healthy habit and character building. Please visit their website at yrgc.org. Craig Jennings, a good friend, he's on the board of directors of Men of United Against Violence. They didn't have to. They believe in what we're saying, and they want us on the air. So anyone that believes in what we're saying, contact me, and I'll tell you how you can help us out to remain on air. We're talking about family, the importance of family. I have to talk about my family, my father and mother, Johnny Mack. He was 92, and Dorothy Cecilia, rest her soul, has been gone now 6 years, I think. Bro Young, if you're listening, correct me. But I have several siblings that are still living, five that are living, and unfortunately three that have gone on before me. My sister Shirley will be 69 this year. Bro Young, 67. Jacqueline will be 65. Daryl will be 64. Kent would have been 63. Alicia's 60. She turned 60 last month. And Marcus and I will be 54. And some of the greatest memories I had were living in Hillsdale on Maybrick Road, 517 Maybrick Road, in a three-bedroom, one-bathroom house with seven people, sharing one bathroom. But you could not have ever told us we were without. Every time we ate dinner, every breakfast Mom made, every time we went to church, every holiday was important to us. We learn our values and our core from being in that household with a father and mother. And I am encouraging something that I'm not. I'm not married, Mobile, and I want to be. But I can say the best environment for any child is with father and mother, without a doubt. This ridiculous, devilish, evil idea that we've told men to go their own way, or we are telling women because you have money and expenses and you can buy a house and buy a car that you don't need a man. Those are lies from the pit of hell. Those are lies from the devil. No, women, we need you. we need you to balance us. If one thing among many, women need, men need women to civilize us, because we sleep on a mattress on the floor, eating ramen noodle, watching TV on, with milk crates for the rest of our lives if we didn't have any motivation to
done
do anything. Right, Matt Hatter, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We would do that the rest of our lives.
Yes, sir.
And so we need that balance. And ladies, you need us. You need our protection, our providence, and a profession of love through providing for you and securing you and treating you properly. And that way, we teach our children, this is how a man treats a woman, and this is what a woman expects from a man. So when we talk about family, to decrease violent crime, we know historically and statistically, children raised with both parents, they drop out of school less, they commit fewer crimes, girls have fewer self-esteem issues, they don't shoot into homes. So let's just get back to what really works. That's all I am saying. I am saying that historically and statistically, families with father and mother raising children do a better job. You've heard the Mad Hatter say times, you had a stepdad.
Yes.
That had that influence on you.
Oh, he did.
With the belt or without the belt.
Sure.
But, and so that's all we're saying, Port City Patriots. Let's get back to what we know works. And my encouragement is a long-term solution. The Men United Against Violence, we put our billboard up at Spring Hill and Moffitt a couple of weeks ago. Thank you, Susan Stever at Lamar Signs. What a great group. Mr. Moore is over there also. But we want you to go by and see Family Education, Employment, and Discipline. If we are truly committed to decreasing crime, that's the foundation. That's where it begins. It begins with family sitting around praying together over meals. Mad Hatter, that's the one time a family shared the same thought throughout the entire day. It's when you sat down and bowed your head. Whether you held hands or not, that's the one time throughout the entire day you shared that single thought.
Yes.
That's what family does. Family makes it hard for you. Hey, look, let's go steal some beer. Or, you know, I don't want to embarrass. Because if I get caught, I know what's going to happen. You know, yeah, I know what's going to. If we get away, great. But if I don't, that's the issue, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so accountability in the family is very important. And if we truly care about it, we're not going to legislate or incentivize our way out of this issue. We have to promote it. We have to say what is right. And maybe it's uncomfortable telling someone to stop having babies outside of marriage. Maybe it's uncomfortable to tell a 21-year-old man, you have 5 kids, stop. You have a basketball team. But it's what needs to be said. And so we are promoting family. We are saying that we need fathers and mothers in the home to raise their families, because daddy's little boy ain't no punk and daddy's little girl ain't no hoe. And we have to get back to that. It worked, and it will work again. And the family does not have to be blood. I spoke about my godbrothers earlier, my godmother, my godfather, my Lord, how they loved me and Marcus, how they, when we would see them at church, the hugs they would give us and send and listen to Thado and Vera, and we would go by and sit and talk to them. And my godfather was a longshoreman. He sailed around, the globe 6 times, he said. He provided for his family. And when we would go by and talk to him, after he'd gotten back in port, he would tell us the stories about what he saw in Africa and India and Japan. And he brought back items into the home, vases and end tables and furniture, and loved us. I know without a doubt that if something happened to Johnny and Cecilia, that Theodore and Vera would have raised us as their own. And so much to the point now that we are still family with their children and grandchildren. That's the importance of family, and that's what I emphasize. I want to hear your stories about family, 251-343-0106. I want you to call me and tell me about what your thoughts are on family, the importance of family, why we need to promote families, not just to decrease violent crime, but just because it's the right thing to do. We all have to participate in this, Port City Patriots. Nothing warms my heart more than seeing a husband and wife walking into a store, a grocery store, or a restaurant, or just walking and the toddler babies holding their hands, walking between them. Nothing encourages me more. I'm way too old to have kids. Don't get me wrong. I don't want those problems. That's a single finger salute. But I am encouraging everyone to marry. I am encouraging everyone to have a family. And in the city of Mobile, when 80% of these children are born outside of marriage, and then 80% of our violent, 80% of our violent crime is committed by kids outside of born with a single parent, we know we can make a difference by promoting marriage, by shaming things that we've normalized. We should have never normalized baby mama or baby daddy. We should have never given them titles. We should have given them the titles that they had before. I don't think I can say it on air, but you guys know the B word I'm talking about. We should have never normalized it, never celebrated it, never made it acceptable, and we have to get back to shaming it. I'm no different than anyone else. I've made tons of mistakes, but I've learned from what I've done wrong. 251-343-0106. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile.
I am Mr. Mobile.
Sponsored by Nudrolix. Amanda Wells embroidered my hat, Mad Hatter, that you see right now with
it's
Mr. Mobile.
Great hat.
It is. I'm grateful to her for doing it. And she said, I'm not going to charge you because I believe in what you're doing. So we got calls already? Let's go. Who's on the line? Thank you for calling in tonight, Mr. Mobile. What's your name and what do you have to say?
The Jarhead is in house.
Hey, Jarhead, how you doing?
How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. You know, John, you're talking about family, and let me tell you something. That FM Talk 106.5 family is one of my greatest families. I love them all. Sean, Philip, the Mad Hatter Bush.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah,
and Dalton, Dan, and Dalton, yeah. And Jeff Poore, and all of them. I love them all. I come down there whenever I can, and do what I do, and I just love the guys and what they do, and I don't even listen to music anymore. I just turn on FM Talk 106.5 and listen to the guys talk.
Thank you, Mr. Jarhead. We need more like you. I am privileged to be on this station with an incredible group of guys. Thank you so much. Do we have another caller? Mm-hmm. Hey, you're on FM Talk 106.5 tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. What do you have to say? What's your name?
Hey, this is your brother, Bro Young.
Hey, it's Bro Young. You guys thought I made him up. He's a real person. What have you to say, Bro Young?
Well, I just want to say, I know you talk about Hillvale a lot, and I can tell you from experience that's where I spent my formative years at. It was a fine place to grow up. I'm talking about when I was growing up, everybody, all my friends that I knew had two parents in the house. It was always Mr. Jackson or Mr. Harris or Mr. Reverend Buffett or Mr. King, but you know, everybody had their mom and dad in the house, and the dads worked jobs, a variety of jobs. Some worked at the paper mills, and some worked on for the government. Others worked at Barry Steam plants, and these were men that brought a work ethic to us as we were growing up. I remember cutting grass and things like that to make ends meet. I mean, just have some extra money in my pocket, not to make ends meet.
Well, why was it so important then, Bro Young, growing up, that you saw that? Why do you think that's important for children to see, but especially boys to see?
Well, I know, you know, with our dad and other people's dads, you know, it was important because that put that work ethic in us. We wanted to work. The majority of us did anyway. I remember I had to, I guess it's okay to say it now, I remember I had to fudge a little bit to get my first summer job because it was for underprivileged children. Because my dad worked, you know, our dad worked at the paper company, I had to lie a little bit so I can get my first summer job. But we wanted to work. All of us did. And I have friends that retired from, I remember Mike Shelley retired from sheet metal work. He was a master sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
After 40-something years.
Mm-hmm.
He worked, come straight out of high school. But all of us had that. I got friends that naval draftsmen up in Virginia, and you know, just you know, we all had that work back now, and we did our best, and that's what we tried to I tried to instill it into my two boys.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you want to share the story about at the court when you guys went to court? You want to share that, or do you want to share the story about when you bought those lime green shoes and daddy told you to take them back? Do you want to share the story about Johnny Mac putting you to the wall on Maybrick Road?
No,
do you want to share any of those stories?
No, well, I'm going to tell you, it was Big John said. If Big John said, if everybody in that room would have put on their cheering, what he put on his boy, we wouldn't been in there that day.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Bro Young. And before you go, I want everyone to understand, my father is my role model, and my brothers are very close to it. Thank you for calling in, Bro Young. Do you have anybody else calling, Mad Hatter? No? So thank you, Bro Young. And I talk to my brothers every day. I talk to one or both of them every day. I have a sister, Alicia, and I talk to her often also. But I always talk to one of my brothers every day just to remind us of where we are and what we need to do. Family is defined as a group of one or more parents and their children living together as a unit, or a group of people related to one another by blood or marriage. And that's all we're saying. Paul Check sent me in a message saying, my mother held our family together. My father was the man of the house, but she was the cement. Eight children, different values, but willing to listen to all. And that's what makes family important. Bro Young was saying that in our neighborhood in Hillsdale, we grew up with fathers and mothers. The discipline, when a man told any of us to stop throwing rocks or go home or listen to it was heated. And so I'm only saying that when most of you may or may not know, my profession is police officer. I have a police family. And even within that, there are rules that we have to follow, that we have to have order in the family, that rank has an order, years of service has an order. The wisdom that comes with those things, we have to share with one another. That's the importance of family, because family sets a standard. When we set a standard, this is what we're going to do and going to be, then you are embarrassed when you veer from that standard. That's why it's so important with our children, our youth that are committed to these violent acts, that they have to have someone telling them, don't do it. No more. I can't let the family down. The decrease in violence comes from don't commit crimes, don't associate with people who commit crimes, don't frequent areas where crimes are committed, and don't embarrass the family. That was always the baseline rule. So we know statistically, and we're coming up on our next break. There it is. There's a trident. We know we're coming up on our next break, and we'll talk about statistics that already prove what we know. The day America began normalizing and celebrating unmarried childbirth is when our society began to decline. And I'm not preaching from anybody. I'm not talking down to anyone. I'm only saying what is right. If we can allow former drug dealers to come back and coach sports teams in our city, then we should allow men who said, I've paid $250,000 in child support over 22 years, don't do it. Then those men also ought to be able to say, don't have children outside of marriage. Marry before you carry. If that women and telling girls to sit on it, if sit on it, cross your legs and sit down. If that man doesn't want to marry you, then don't give him your time. These are the tough responses we must have now, but they are the correct responses we have now because it worked before. Kids drop out of school less when both parents in the home. We have far shoot. And listen, Mad Hatter, I didn't want to talk about ethnicity and race, but I guess I have to. But when black children, even in segregation, had both parents at home, fewer black kids were arrested. Yeah. Even with Jim Crow, both parents in the home ensured that black children would not drop out, would not have kids out of wedlock, would not commit crimes. So racism isn't the issue. Culture is the issue.
Wisdom.
Wisdom is the issue. Education is the issue. Employment is the issue. The discipline to do those things every day is the issue. Bro Young that got off the phone, he integrated Shaw High School. John S. Shaw High School, the home of the Rebels, where they played Dixie every time a football touchdown was scored. My brother integrated that school.
Yes, sir.
And was still on the honor roll. It has nothing to do with those things. It has to do with culture. And we need to create and inspire a culture of family again. It's not new. It's been around forever. So we're coming up on our break, 251-343-0106. I want to hear your stories about your family as we come up on our break. And thank you guys so much. Thank you for Newdrolics. Thank you for Eddie's Pawn Shop. Thank you for YRGAC. Thank you for Trip Pittman. Thank you for Alabama Pain and Injury Clinic. Everybody that's keeping me on the air, because Celeste wants her money. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back. Welcome back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile. I'm here with my good friend, the Mad Hatter.
There we are.
We're talking about family, why families are important, especially in decreasing crime and making a stronger community. One of the things that is most important is being able to communicate. When you have a toddler baby and smile at them, they learn how to smile back.
That's true.
When you tickle them, they laugh and you play with their feet and massage their feet. And that's what family does. Dads and moms do those things together. Babies reach for their parents' hands when they're walking. It's instant that when you get out of the car, they stand beside you waiting for you to give them their hand. Security, comfort. When babies cry, they run and grab up on mom if something scares them, or dad, and they grab their shirts. When you're holding a toddler baby, if you hold them in the right hand, their left hand is gripping your shirt. And if you swish them, they automatically grip with their right hand. teaching them how to say hi and bye and hello and the proper response to being smiled or talked with. That's what we have to get back to, family affection. And that's what dads and moms do. When I was growing up, you heard my brother talk about dads putting things on their kids. Dads were the disciplinarian, and there was no ifs, ands, buts about it. And when what mom said went, there was no debate about it. If mom said he did this, you could not say mom misinterpreted everything. Yeah, I said that, but this is the reason why. And dads and moms have this balance that they have to have. I don't want a skinny leg, tie-dye hair, bedazzled belt dad with a mom asking a toddler baby, what do you want to eat? No, this is what you're eating.
Yeah.
It might be liver and onions. I hate liver and onions. I hate salmon croquettes. But dad loved them. And when it was prepared on Sunday, that's what we had to eat.
And you eat what dad eats.
You have no choice. Dad loved every Christmas, every holiday. Just how to share a hug. You're right, Paul Check. Share a hug every once in a while. But every holiday, dad wanted a coconut cake, a German chocolate cake, and they used to make jelly cakes back then.
They did.
Apple jelly. You remember that? Mm-hmm. Apple jelly cakes. I hated them. I wanted a chocolate cake. But it taught me respect for dad's wishes and what he wanted. And that's what we have to get back to, Port City Patriots. We just have to get back to what we know is right and demand as a society that we do these things.
I used to be allergic to chocolate when I was a kid.
Were you? What are you, communist? Get out of here.
I loved it, but it didn't love me back.
Oh, really? Yeah. Dude, man, you remember the Hershey bars? They would have sometimes the unprocessed cocoa would be in the bars because they were made in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and they were delicious.
Yeah.
And they were a dime at one point. Now they're like a $2.50 for a Hershey's bar. And they were special treats, and mom would get you one of those sometimes. When you were particularly nice or she felt well or she and daddy had a good time on Friday night and you went to the store on Saturday.
I had to settle for the banana moon pies.
Man, you remember the stage planks? Remember the stage planks? And they were a dime or a nickel. But all we're saying, Port City Patriots, is we remember a time when fathers and mothers raised their families. We remember a time when men led our communities. When I baptized twice at Ebenezer AME Zion Church on St. Charles Street in Tolmanville, all I ever saw were husbands and wives. I only saw men in the church, leading the church, leading the prayer in the church, and the women were auxiliary and supportive. If you call me misogynistic,
misogynistic.
If you call me that, so be it. I can't ever say that word.
Misogynistic.
If you call me that, so be it. But you won't call me a liar. Our families, our communities, our city was in a much better shape when we had husbands and wives raising our children and setting the example. Sometimes it's tough being the heavy. Dads were always the heavy.
Yeah.
But it was very necessary for a boy to see that discipline and for a girl to understand, be taught expectations. It didn't matter your status in life, how much you earned or your position. The janitor at Palmer Pillings or at Baker could tell us, boy, slow down, stop running.
Yep.
Stop talking back. It wasn't anything about their status or what they earned. We were taught to respect every adult.
Yes.
Sir and Mister, I've said before that I've waited.
And ma'am.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, sir. We were taught those would take you far in life. But waiting this long in my life to be called sir and not being called sir, I'm being called unk and old school or those things, it cheats us. It robs our society of respect and
honor.
And honor. we have to get back to that Port City Patriots. And it might not be pleasant. It might be painful. But that's what we must do. We must get back to what we know is right. Saying things and doing things to make someone feel better isn't always the best solution. There's the trident. We must get back to just telling the truth. And because I respect my station that I'm so fortunate to be a part of and be a member of, I don't delve into politics. But I'll tell you all that on the 26th of August, we have to elect council members and mayor. And we should vote people that have our best interest at heart. And I'll only talk about character, integrity, honesty, the willingness to stand up for what is right, not selling out to what money buys, not giving in to what popularity says, or not going along to get along. Elections have consequences. When I talk about Men United Against Violence, we say we don't care who you vote for because do you love your city and do you love your family? And I stand by that. Everyone can love their city and their family regardless of who they vote for. But when you're thinking about casting your vote, elections have consequences. National elections have consequences. Local elections have immediate consequences. We should be interested in who is asking us to vote for them and what are they providing to us. Are they providing cliches and slogans, and are they saying things meant to compartmentalize our city? Are they only pandering to one group or another, or do they have a plan for the entire city? You will have to listen, and you will have to understand that. You will have to be involved in the debates, the campaign rhetoric, and what's posted online, Port City Patriots, because we are at a very important part in our campaign, our election year. I chose a candidate 12 years ago. He was the best possible candidate for mayor, and I stood by that, and I stand on it. Now I defend what I chose to do then, just as I stand now. But inform yourselves about candidates. Are they uniting the city, or are they dividing the city? Are they solving problems with a plan, or are they only giving ideas about a solution? We have to become more involved in our city, Port City Patriots. It is ours, and it will be what we make it. The Mad Hatter gave me the one-finger salute. We're coming up on about 30 seconds. I'm out of time, but I want to tell you all, thank you for listening. And again, thank you, Grayson, for raising $590. Happy birthday day to everyone. Congratulations to my brother, my godbrother, Reggie. Keep us in your prayers. And FCC willing, I'll be back next Monday. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Newdrolics. Thank you, guys. God bless.